This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm joined in the studio by...
Arvind Yuvraj.
We're bereft of the rest of them today, folks. They've abandoned us and left the dynamic duo here in the studio. Of course, Arvind will be Batman, and I unfortunately have to therefore be Robin.
I mean, you know, if it depends on what kind of suit you're wearing.
We don't want to talk about the suit I'm wearing. But, of course, it is Fun Friday, so we're having some interesting stories lined up for you today. If you're only just joining us, the question we asked or we kind of discussed was whether or not you'd pay somebody $40 to keep you focused on work. It's all because we all procrastinate, we all get distracted, and a San Francisco startup have wanted to help us get through this procrastination by coaching us through your to-do list. You pay $40, they help you do that. Let us know what you think. 018-789-8899. WhatsApp is that number. Instagram or Twitter, we're at BFM Radio. Arv then regaled us about a story about how Ramly will soon be accepting e-wallets and will be able to pay for that humble, juicy, delicious burger using an e-wallet payment system. Now he's going to talk to us about something that's going to make us feel less guilty.
Yeah, supposedly less guilty. So there's an app called Momentum. It's supposed to get people donating to good causes easier and make it more convenient for them. But I love how the article starts because it's a real downer, like a very bleak Debbie Downer introduction by Quartz author Sarah Todd. So it says, feeling guilty about how we spend our money is an important part of the conscious consumer's experience. Ordering a latte in a to-go cup is a nice treat that also happens to add to the world's overflowing landfills. Buying a cheerful fast fashion sweater means supporting an infrastructure that exploits low-wage workers and perpetuates global pollution.
All right.
Taking a flight home to see your family, why not just stop off at the North Pole on your way and drown a polar bear yourself?
Wow.
Yeah. So it's basically an introduction to a new app called Momentum. It's made by three former staffers at Duke University's Behavioral Research Focus Center for Advanced Hindsight, and it's supposed to be the Venmo of giving, just basically for you to give to good causes. It takes the old school ways of doing charity like checks and physical cash and puts it into an app specifically to make it easier for millennials. I don't know why it focuses on millennials specifically to donate to a good cause. Users can set a rule that automates their donations. That might be to offset certain purchases, such as donating to a charity that fights climate change every time you buy gas, to earmark 2% of each paycheck to go to an anti-poverty group or to address a particular social problem, such as giving money to a gun control advocacy group every time there's a school shooting in the US. So, you know, whenever these things sort of need your help or need you to chip in, so the app sort of like does its AI thing and connects you to those places, and then it knows your sort of limit, how much you're willing to give these certain groups, and then it just ducks it from your bank accounts. According to the people who made this app, who have something to do with behavioral psychology, people want to give about 2.5 times more than they currently do, but what gets in their way is logistical barriers. But if there was a app or some kind of platform that told them how charities use that money and where they can donate and how that money is being used in the long run, then they would instantly do it, given the knowledge that, you know, that they have now, that they just have literally in their pockets.
That's always been my problem. It's not that I have a problem donating to a charitable cause. It's part of me is like, well, how much of what I am donating is actually getting to that charitable cause, and how much of it has been lost in logistics or leakage or whatever, you know? And if you've been around Bangsar at any time recently, you'll see there's a bunch of people walking around collecting money, collecting your names and whatever. And I'm not going to name names, but these are a group of people who, you know, the charity deserves money, but part of the money that you donate is been funneled elsewhere. And that bothers me.
Yeah.
If I can open up an app and it shows me exactly how much of a percentage of what I'm donating is going to that charity, I'm all for it.
Yeah. Even, you know, the fact that if those organizations get on this app and then it was completely digital, then you wouldn't need to spend so much money on the pamphlets and brochures. Because sometimes I see these pamphlets and brochures and they're like super high quality stuff.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, they need donations and they need funds to do what they do. Me, this might be completely naive and I might be just, you know, blabbering, but I'm like, there's a lot of money being spent on these things on the side, like brochures, pamphlets, all these, the merchandise, the bags and stuff. what if it was funneled in a way that would actually help the cause? Again, this might be naive. I don't know how the ecosystem works and why they do what they do. But I'm guessing if it was digital, you didn't have to do all those things, that money can be used for better causes as well. But on the flip side, I don't know how I feel about this app, like Momentum, because it kind of removes accountability from the person. Like, yeah, I'm buying like fast fashion or whatever. I'm opting for flights, or, you know, I'm still using straws when I'm not supposed to be using straws.
But
since I'm donating like 20 cents to whatever house or organization, or maybe a couple of bucks a month, I'm like, yeah, it's fine. I can still use straws. You know, who cares? I'm donating to, like, you know, wildlife fund. They're using my money. So it shouldn't give people the advantage, like give them the it shouldn't remove responsibility from
right,
the person.
Right.
It should still be like a, like, you know, you should know that what you're doing is wrong and this is how it affects the ecosystem or the environment or whatever. It doesn't mean you have to stop doing it. It just means that donating to someone else through this app shouldn't fix all the problems, because it won't fix all the problems in the long run.
It's maybe, I think, a stopgap measure, right? For some people who, yeah. Right, yeah. Should we wrap up?
We should.
Friday, been and gone, just like that.
Mm-hmm.
What a wonderful day.
Mm-hmm.
Have yourselves a lovely weekend, folks. Of course, we'll be back same time, same place on Monday for more Enterprise Biz Bites. Do stay tuned, of course, coming up after the news. It is the Breakfast Grill replay, so make sure you stay tuned for that. And if you missed any part of this show, don't forget you can download the podcast wherever you normally listen to them from. My name is Rich Bradbury. I've been in the studio with
Arvind Nivraj.
We'll be back on Enterprise Biz Bites on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.